This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I'm Denny Milgate. I recently had the wonderful opportunity to interview Dr. Marjorie Foyle, author of Honorably Wounded, on the very date that her autobiography, Can It Be Me?, was released by her UK publisher. We recorded only a few days after her 90th birthday. Marjorie has been a pioneer in the field of member care, serving in India and Nepal and ministering to a cross-cultural Christian community in over 40 countries. Her work and insights have revolutionized how organizations now realize they must provide better care and better support for their workers. Today, I want to bring you part three of this four-part conversation with Dr. Foyle. I began by asking her to take us back to the realization that something needed to be clearly said about the stresses that missionaries were facing in countries all around the world.
I think the first thing I want to say is that I think the Christian missions are doing extremely well. I found a great deal I could be extremely proud of, that I belonged in that community. However, in the older generations, there was a misunderstanding about mental health problems. By a lot of the churches, it was considered that it was spiritual. Mm-hmm. And I felt it extremely important to give practical teaching about all the facts of mental illness, all we learned about the chemistry and the background and all sorts of things which hadn't ever really been taken out and applied to missionaries.
Now, I want to remind our listeners that you have both a psychological degree, a doctorate
in psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist?
Yes.
And a medical doctor. Medical doctor, both.
Yes, I am. I started as a medical doctor. Then God called me to study psychiatry. Mm-hmm. And I was a psychiatrist in India for 10 years. And after that, God asked me if I'd become a mobile, mm-hmm. which I have been. But I want to emphasize that if I say anything which is perhaps slightly critical of missions, I want people to concentrate on the fact that they're absolutely marvelous mm-hmm. in every area, except I think mental health care had developed very well up to the past years, where it really has shot ahead in a development of mental health care.
But that wasn't so back when you were concerned, so...
No, it wasn't. And I felt God's calling to explain both to nationals and missionaries the effects of mental illness in words anybody could understand. And I'm quite certain, as well as my own Christian ministry, that that's what God wanted me to emphasize. And my great advantage was that I'm small and I'm old and I'm not threatening to anybody. So they might stand and hear me talk about mental illness and say, well, I suppose it's all right, you know. but I wasn't threatening and dogmatic. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. And so quite ad hoc, if I could say that, without a plan, God wanted me to go to Bangladesh and speak at a conference. And I went expecting him to guide me what next. And people at the conference stopped me and said, is there any hope you could come and see us? And it went on, and then it went on, and then it went to other countries, and other people got interested.
You served in Bangladesh and India and Nepal and Pakistan.
I've worked in 39, 40 countries, I think now, many of them several times. Always helping with mental health problems and understanding the problem and teaching correctly and that sort of stuff.
I want to come back to your simplifying psychology in your writing idea. Anybody that's picked up a psychological textbook can understand this completely, that you can be bewildered. I bought a whole table full of books at a yard sale once, and I got them home and began reading Abnormal Psychology. And every chapter I thought, wow, this could be me.
I know. I felt it right when I wrote Honorably Wounded. I actually did a lot of statistical research. Mm-hmm. I realized that if I was going to, as we say in England, cut any ice, I had to have an extra qualification still after my psychiatric qualification. And so I decided I would do a degree at the University of London by a thesis. Mm-hmm. So with the permission of all the people I interviewed, all the missionaries, I did a thesis, and I got what we call in England, it's a separate qualification, but we call it the MD, which in America is a qualifying degree, mm-hmm. but in England it's a postgraduate degree. And so I passed that exam, and I got my thesis in the University of London Library. But I wasn't satisfied. I wanted to simplify it. So that's what started me writing the book Honorably Wounded. I conducted world research on various things I thought missionaries might have difficulty with. And I had a lot of people that completed a questionnaire. Then I got statistical help because I'm as a baby in statistics. And ultimately, I wrote Honorably Wounded, as well as my MD thesis.
On the back of the most recent edition here, I guess this is it's a new cover that I don't recognize.
Second edition. Yes.
Are listed a number of these: depression, occupational stress, interpersonal relationships,
yes.
Parental and home country stress, singleness and marriage, children, burnout, caring for Christian workers. I think any one of our listeners may have had a half a dozen of those already in their experience.
Actually, I want to emphasize it is written in ordinary English. Mm-hmm. It isn't highly technical, not because people wouldn't understand it, but I wanted everybody to understand it. And so I put it into simple, readable English that wasn't full of high-powered technical terms without any explanation, if you know what I mean.
Why don't you flesh that out a little bit and take one of those topics, like depression, for instance, as something that you saw quite a lot of, and just give us an example in your simple terms.
What I try to find out, first of all, and this is the professional bit, mm-hmm. I try to find out what kind of depression they have, because different kinds of depression demand different kinds of treatment. One kind you'd go immediately to the medicines, mm-hmm. and the other kind you'd go immediately to the talking. So everybody gets talked to, but if it's the other kind, you get them a bit better before you start the talking. But people don't understand that, and they think, oh, I'm depressed, and it's a sin, I shouldn't be like this. But I want to assure you that a lot of people with both kinds of depression have done sterling work. They've been wonderful. And their illness is not any fault of theirs. It's either got, in one case, possibly a genetic background. In the other kind, they've got a heap of unexplored trauma in their past lives. And I do hope the Christian community now can understand that it isn't a sin when you have a measles or whooping cough, and it isn't a sin when you have depression.
We have a daughter who spent a half a year in an institution,
yeah.
and has come out of that with tools that let her handle her depression.
Indeed.
And part of that is that she has to take her medicine.
That's right.
If she begins to feel a little weird again to
That's
herself,
right.
then
That's
she'll
right.
she'll check in with her counselor.
That's right.
And adjust the medicine a little bit, and it has solved her problem. She has her own computer business now.
And I wish Christians could understand that there is a biochemical basis to the worst kind of depression. And if you don't get the biochemistry restored to normal, you're going to stay depressed.
Yes.
They cannot understand it in some churches. And in others, it is the other kind. They've had a really bad time. And it isn't any surprise at all that they've got depressed. It's not a sin. They're not failing God. It demands love and care and attention.
Christians, you know, they've prepared for years and they find themselves overseas and they get depressed and they pray and pray and pray and nothing happens. And that certainly would seem to drive them even further into depression.
And that is why I think the mental health and missions movement is so important, because we understand, we're trained in the causes of these problems. There are there are certain illnesses which can be the result of your behaving badly and unwisely. But most of the illnesses that we meet in missionaries are the people done sterling jobs. Whether they've got worn out or they've got a background or they get the chemical illness which causes it, one kind of depression.
I've been talking with Marjorie Foyle about her book, her new autobiography, which is just out. It's called Can It Be Me? And we have her chained to a chair here and are not going to let her go until she talks to us to sort of wrap this up, because there's so much more we want to ask you about your life and what you're doing today. I mentioned earlier there are some exciting things that you're involved in. And so please come back and talk to us again.
Thank you very much. I'll be honored.
You've been listening to part three of a four-part interview with Dr. Marjorie Foyle, author of Honorably Wounded, about her life as recorded in her newly released autobiography. It's called Can It Be Me? It's a documentary of an extraordinary life of faith and determination, a life that has brought much insight into the difficulties of cross-cultural missionary life. And her work has ultimately brought great change into the lives of today's missionaries. Thanks for listening. Just finally, here is a good member care quote from Thomas A. Kempis. First, keep the peace within yourself, and then you can bring peace to others. Thanks for listening. Until next time, let that be your challenge to bring peace to others.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.